Welcome to the Print Pod. Mansi Phadke, our senior associate editor, wrote an article titled, In 2 years of MVA, Udhav Pawar ties deepen, but Sena and NCP cadre not ready to be friends. I'm Pia, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. As the Mahavikas Aghadi or MVA government in Maharashtra approaches its 2-year anniversary next month, the top leadership of the Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party, also NCP, appear to have drawn closer. But on the ground, the animosity between cadres and second-rung leaders of the two parties remain. Over the last 2 years, there have been at least 8 instances where leaders from the NCP and Shiv Sena have publicly clashed over local issues or acrimonious statements made by one party against the other. NCP leaders have irked Shiv Sena leaders with statements such as Sena President Uddhav Thackeray becoming CM only because of NCP President Sharad Pawar's blessings, and levelled allegations of tearing down NCP posters and clipping the party's wings. Shiv Sena leaders, too, have snubbed the NCP by calling Pawar a backstabber and even taking an NCP minister, Chagan Bhujpal, to court. The latest flashpoint was in Thane on Monday, when the two parties were locked in a credit war for vaccination drives held by the Sena-led Thane Municipal Corporation in the last few days. The NCP alleged the Shiv Sena was claiming all the credit for the event by putting its posters and merchandise at a vaccination venue in Kalwa, and that Sena corporators were removing their party banners, which also appealed to people to attend the drive. An NCP leader from Thane who did not wish to be named told the Print, "You can see Shiv Sena corporators tearing down our banners at 3 a.m. in the CCTV footage." Shiv Sena leaders further said, though the drive was by TMC, the cost of arranging it was borne by the Sena, and NCP doesn't have the resources to do something like this. The very next day, we went to the Thane mayor with a check of 20 lakh rupees, saying we want to arrange 2 such drives, one in Sena MLA Eknath Shinde's constituency, but he got angry and it led to another verbal spat. The leader said although the two parties were in power together at the state level, in Thane, they were the principal opposition to the Shiv Sena, so these issues are bound to happen. The leader added, "As a party, we can't agree to everything that the Shiv Sena does. We have been rivals for so long. There can't be bonding between us all of a sudden." Thane Mayor Naresh Maske of the Shiv Sena, however, told the Print that the Shiv Sena had helped the TMC organize the vaccination camp and made efforts to bring people to the venue. Maske said, "The camp was in an area where we have our party's corporators, so I see no issue if they put up the party's posters at the pandal. The NCP shouldn't have unnecessarily put their posters up. We deliberately stayed away from areas where the NCP has corporators when we organized various vaccination camps because we didn't want to encroach on their turf." Maske added that in an alliance government, the sensitivities of alliance partners must be respected. He said, "When there's an alliance government in the state, how can they, the NCP, keep opposing us like this by hurling allegations against us in front of the media? Even when the NCP's posters were torn, I personally called NCP Thane President Anand Paranjpe to resolve the matter. But if the party continues to badmouth Shiv Sena publicly, even we can't keep quiet." Signs of friction between the Shiv Sena and NCP cadre emerged within just 4 months of the formation of the MVA government. In March 2020, former Shirur MP Shivaji Adhil Rao Patil, a Sena leader, alleged that Deputy CM Ajit Pawar and the NCP were being unjust to the Shiv Sena and trampling upon the party. He said the NCP was trying to come in the way of the Shiv Sena's work in the region since the Sena doesn't have a single senior leader from the Pune region in the state assembly. The Shirur Lok Sabha constituency has been a constant source of animosity between the Sena and the NCP. The constituency was created in 2008 and has been held by the Shiv Sena since its first election in 2009. Earlier, most of the constituency fell under the Khed Lok Sabha seat, which too the Sena held. In 2019, the NCP ended the Sena's reign after a bitter battle between Sena incumbent Patil and NCP's Amol Kolhe, an actor who had played the role of Sambhaji, Chhatrapati Shivaji's son, on television. In June 2021, the Shiv Sena and the NCP clashed in the Khed Taluka of the Shirur constituency when five Sena members joined the NCP for a no-confidence motion against Khed Panchayat Samiti chairman Shiv Sena's Bhagwan Pokharkar. Shiv Sena held Khed MLA Dilip Mohite Patil responsible for the episode, and Shiv Sena Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Rawat has had many a war of words with MLA Patil since then. Speaking to the print, the two leaders, however, downplayed the differences. Rawat told the print, "In any alliance at the local level, there are bound to be some issues because the Karyakartas have their own political aspirations. This used to happen between the Shiv Sena and the BJP as well as between the Congress and the NCP. But these issues get resolved from time to time." NCP's Mohite Patil, meanwhile, said the Karyakartas were not always strong on ideology and often opposed for the sake of opposition. He said, "They have been used to considering a Karyakarta of another party as a foe for so long that they can't adjust and suddenly call that person a friend now. But if you look at what the BJP is doing in the country now, it needs to be defeated. The Shiv Sena was an honest ally of the BJP for 25 to 30 years, but in the last 5 years of that alliance, the BJP treated the Shiv Sena very badly. Our principle is that the enemy of our enemy is our friend." A month later in July, former and sitting MPs Shivaji Adhalrao Patil and Kolhe clashed over a local bypass that both had separately inaugurated in a span of 2 days. During the inauguration under Kolhe, the NCP MP riled local Sena leaders by saying the party should not forget that Sena President Uddhav Thackeray became Maharashtra's CM only because of NCP President Sharad Pawar's blessings. The Shiv Sena lashed back, with party leader Kishore Kanhare issuing a statement saying the NCP too shouldn't forget with whose help it could come to power, and warned that the latter shouldn't let the grapes of power turn sour. Kolhe didn't respond to the print's calls. In August 2021, when former Shiv Sena MP Patil called Sena Minister of State Abdul Satar to inaugurate a new party administrative unit in Pargaon village, as well as a Gram Panchayat office there, protocol demanded that the sitting MLA of the area, NCP's Atul Benke, would be present to receive the Minister of State. However, when it was clear that Benke was late to the event, an angry Satar walked off the dais and left the venue amid sloganeering by Sena workers, local Shiv Sena leaders told the print. Neither Patil, Satar nor Benke responded to the print's calls for a comment. In September, Shiv Sena MLA Suhas Kande approached the Bombay High Court seeking the removal of NCP's Chagan Bhujpal as guardian minister for the district, saying the minister allotted more funds from the District Planning Development Council to constituencies with NCP legislators, and his constituency, Nandgaon, was shortchanged. Addressing a press conference, Kande gave his perspective. "The argument is over a person, Bhujpal, who has put Bala Saheb behind bars. The argument is not about MVA. I am requesting you to understand this." The same month in Konkan's Raigad district, Shiv Sena's Anant Geete, a former union minister, said Sharad Pawar backstabbed the Congress and such a person can't be the Shiv Sena's guru. An irate Sunil Thadkare, a senior NCP leader from Raigad, hit back, saying the statement seems to have come out of frustration and that Geete was missing in action for 2 years after he lost the 2019 Lok Sabha election. Geete told the print he did not want to comment, while Thadkare did not respond to the print's calls. The MVA comprises the Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress. The NCP and Congress have been traditional allies, while the Shiv Sena had until the formation of the MVA been their ideological enemy, being a party from the saffron fold and in an alliance with the BJP. Pawar and Shiv Sena founder Bal Thackeray were the thickest of friends, but the bitterest of political foes. However, the Shiv Sena and NCP came together after the 2019 Maharashtra Assembly election to form a government when the results threw up a hung assembly and the Sena ended its alliance with the BJP for allegedly not honouring its assurance of sharing all posts and portfolios, including the CM's post, equally. Eventually, the Congress too came on board to form the MVA government with the other two parties, but its leaders increasingly felt as if they were the third wheel as Thackeray and Pawar drew closer. There have been instances of power tussles between the Shiv Sena and NCP over issues such as the NCP-led Home Department unilaterally transferring certain deputy commissioners of police in Mumbai without the CM's explicit approval, and the NCP having inducted 5 Shiv Sena councillors in Ajit Pawar's presence last year. However, a series of meetings between CM Thackeray, Sharad Pawar and Ajit Pawar resolved these issues, with the DCP's transfers being reversed and the 5 councillors sent back to the Sena fold. Meanwhile, Pawar has always had Thackeray's ear. The two leaders often have closed-door meetings to discuss governance and political issues, and Pawar has Thackeray's back each time the CM came under the opposition's fire. In July 2020, Pawar became the only prominent non-Thackeray leader to be interviewed by Samana, the Shiv Sena mouthpiece. In the 3-part interview, Pawar had revealed that the NCP's offer of outside support to the BJP to form the government in Maharashtra in 2014 was a calculated move to distance the Shiv Sena from the BJP for the Sena's benefit. In June 2021, speaking at NCP's Foundation Day, Pawar told his cadre to trust the Shiv Sena, as history shows the party can be trusted. The Shiv Sena has also cozied up to the NCP and Pawar, on whose word the MVA hinges, by often making suggestions that the NCP leader should be in charge of an opposition alliance at the national level. However, the newfound professional camaraderie between the Shiv Sena and NCP's leadership hasn't necessarily trickled down among its cadre on the ground. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with a brand new episode.